The World Health Organization says half of all mental illness begins by the age of 14. That's why it's so important to provide support to students at an early age.
It's scary in the way the world is changing so fast. It's becoming more and more of a problem each and every single day.
Dodge Elementary Principal Charlie Smilnich says his team remains proactive to stay ahead of any issues, providing a variety of methods and programs.
Here we help our children incredibly, and we do a ton for it with mindfulness, with breathing, how to calm yourself down, giving them different techniques. But we're doing something here almost every single day.
Talk first about the social-emotional learning part of it. And then
the school teams meet regularly to identify certain things they would like students to achieve as they exit out of their classrooms. That includes being engaged, being a good person, and a problem solver. Dodge Elementary houses more than 500 students in K through 4th grade. Kindergarten teacher Jillian Weber tells WBFO News they teach students 5 social and emotional competencies.
These are self-awareness, social awareness, self-management, relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. We're focusing on kind of a well-rounded child, and really children need to be competent and to have tools to use to be able to be successful and learn. And in order to learn, they need to have these tools to identify what's going on in their body, know when they're ready, know what they need to do to get ready.
Each grade level has a different focus for their age group. For example, school social workers and psychologists work with kindergartners. There are also lessons for team building across all grade levels. Teachers say this provides students with strength for learning in classrooms and in their own lives. Second grade teacher Sherry Curry says it's working.
Well, we are seeing that when children maybe they have anxiety or they're nervous about something, maybe it was something with the bus or something at home, we see them now starting to notice those feelings, notice how anxious they are feeling within. And some of them automatically just put their hand on their heart and their belly and they start to take some deep breaths in and out, and they can do it privately.
Why are students having so much of a struggle?
It's everything all around them. It's everything from, school to the news to just, everyday life, just getting up. They're already anxious about something. So our job here at Dodge, we make sure those kids feel safe and they know how to take care of themselves when they start to feel any of those feelings.
The school team goes into classrooms twice a year, teaching students how to take specific breaths to achieve calmness and prevent anxiety.
One thing I think that is very unique in our building is that sense of culture, that sense of awareness of us being here as a team.
Diane Myers is a third grade teacher. Teachers and staff provide students with a strong sense of belonging to their school family.
One thing that we do each and every day at the end of announcements is our principal will ask, "Who are we?" And all the students and staff scream out, "Dodgers." We are Dodgers through and through. And really what we teach our kids is that they are super Dodgers and they have these super skills within them, the breathing and the meditation and things like that to calm themselves down whenever they need them. So really focusing in on these superpowers that they have with them.
This teaching team realizes students come from many different backgrounds and home life situations, some that could include trauma.
It's super important to make sure that we teach them these 5 competencies to help them deal with their external life outside of Dodge.
There's so much that they have to learn academic-wise, but really these kids come in, they have so much going on at home and in their lives, and they haven't necessarily been explicitly taught how to deal with the things that, and these new things that are even coming and popping up that kids never used to have to deal with before.
Your breath is their most powerful tool. So it's inside. They have it. They have the tools. They just have to remember how to bring it out.
Excuse the interruption, Mrs. Charleston. Can you please come?
And to provide encouragement each day, instead of ringing a school bell, the principal plays music at 8:15 each morning to uplift his students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
'Cause I'm happy.